The main challenge comes from the neighboring state of Oklahoma, where there are no restrictions on wild fish catching. The owner of Lesage Caviar Company, Steve Kars, says the state agency in Oklahoma accumulates caviar from all sturgeon fishermen catch and then sells it at a much cheaper price, making the industry more difficult for farmers.
I've got all this money invested in it. I've got all these people wanting to know when we're going to harvest. And then I've got the state of Oklahoma, who is a government agency, who is going to literally destroy the marketing of my product. I can't even go afford to harvest the fish.
Kars says by the time they paid landowners, paid all bills, taxes, and other expenses, the money invested in each fish was about $150. They currently have 30,000 fish in the ranching program ready to be harvested. Kars says their caviar is 100% green and should command a higher price than the wild. But for many customers, price is the determining factor. And while some people choose the cheapest caviar they can afford, others haven't even heard of the delicacy.
A lot of younger people, my generation, you know, I'm 46, 47, really have never been exposed to caviar. That tradition or that of Christmas or Thanksgiving, have a little caviar, New Year's, having a little caviar, it's just not there anymore.
Kars is waiting for Oklahoma to announce their prices before they start to harvest fish. He says some of his customers haven't committed to Lesage yet, and they don't want to harvest more than they can sell. Olga Krustalova, KBIA News.